Today, Shir Bishop Ruyami is Siman Shin Sadi Zayim Rav Tosef Yud. Up until now, we've been seeing halachas that the property and clothes and items of a person follows the tchum of the person, right? Kiragle of the bailam. And we've also seen situations where items have been given over or where there are multiple users and owners and things like that. And we're continuing on with that. And here we go. Sif Yud. Shnayim shalachu behema. Two individuals bought a behema, bishuthus, so they became partners in it. Ushachatu biyomtov, and they shechted it on yomtov. Af al pi shalakach kol echad menasa. Even though each person took their own chelak, he took the shok, and he took the chazeh, and he took, even though each took different parts. Hare kol habasar keragle shneim. All the basar is like the ragle shneim, which means that both partners, even though in the end they each have their own piece of meat, those pieces of meat can only go on Shabbos where both owners, both original owners, are allowed to walk. Meaning it gets the chumras of both of them. So if one of them made an eruv to one direction, and the other one made an eruv to the other direction, so they could only allow to go ahead and take their pieces of meat to the overlap where both of them would be allowed to walk on Shabbos. And if there was no overlap, they'd have to stay put. However, for some reason, as we're going to see soon in the Mishnah Berurah, if they acquired a barrel of wine and they split it on Yom Tov, then each person's chelak, each person's wine that he took, can follow wherever he's allowed to walk, wherever his tchum is. So why should there be a chelak? So we're going to see this also down in the Mishnah Berurah, but in order to understand the Mishnah Berurah, we need a little bit of a short intro. As many of you might know, there's a famous machlokes whether or not what's called yesh breira or ein breira, that when something down the line gets defined and decided, the question is whether or not there is what's called retro definition. And retroactively, it's considered as if it was defined from the start. And we paskin that ein breira, that we do not say that it's breira, except for the rabbanans. In the rabbanans, we hold yesh breira. So therefore, it goes as follows. When it comes to the wine, so we say, once it gets split, so then we say that retroactively at the time of Yom Tov, when Yom Tov set in, it was each part was considered each of theirs, because retroactively, that which they defined later on and each took their part becomes each of theirs retroactively at the time of the onset of Shabbos. Ah, so why should a behema be any different? So the reason why a behema is going to be different, we'll see right now in the Mishnah Berurah. So he says as follows, Kiragle Shneim, the behema, for some reason, is Kiragle Shneim. We don't say that the behema is considered each of theirs at the time of the entrance of Yom Tov, even though they split it and it should retroactively go back. So look what he says. Below Dami L'Chaviyos, you can't compare this to the Chavis of Yayin, the Armina, which we say, the Chelek Kol Echad Kiragle, that when they split it up, each Chelek is like that particular owner's from the beginning of Yom Tov. When it comes to the Chavis, we apply the principle of Yesh Breira, because this is Halacha de Rabbanan. The Armina and the Chol Chelek Shegiya Le'echad, and we say that each Chelek that ultimately went to each one after they split the barrel of wine, Hareyu Ki'ilu, says if Hayabaru Lo, it's like it was already retro defined whose it is, who moved all and separated out to each one, Erev Yontov, ready for Erev Yontov. Ah, so why should Behema be different? So he says, Behema, Iyev Shalom Arke. Behema, you can't say that. Why not? Still talking about the Rabbanon here. And the Rabbanon, we should say, Yesh Breira. So he says, Dafilim no mar shahuvra kolecha merev Yontov. Even if we say that Breira here applies back to the Erev Yontov, Mikol makom halo bal karcha na. A Behema is different. Because a Behema, you're forced into saying that Yone kolecha mechelik chavero. Every part of the behema is intertwined. It can't live without the other part. Bizman bein hashmashos, right? There's one big blood flow that flows through the whole animal. And during bein hashmashos, every part of the behema was nourished together. Shehuzman kniyas erev. That's at the time of the kniyas erev. And therefore, kol ever m'urav mechelko mechelik chavero. Therefore, at the time of the entrance of Yom Tov, every ever, every part of the behema, every limb was being nourished from the other part of the behema. L'chein hareyu keragle shneim. Therefore, since it's all intertwined and locked, interlocked, even though we say b'yesh breira, we view it keragle shneim, we view it as the animal of both of them at the time of Yom Tov, and therefore you have to be machmir, ik'ilu lo chelko, and it's as if they did not split it, even though there is the principle of Yesh Breira. Sif Katan Chav Hei Kiraglov. It's like the raglov when it comes to the wine. It's like the raglov of each one. Dikishechalku Armina, because once they split the wine, Armina, we say Lamafreya, based on the principle of Yesh Breira, we say Lamafreya retroactively Me'erev Yom Tov, from Erev Yom Tov, Huvrar Kol Chelek. It was already defined and decided who's Chelek, the Kana Shvisas Balav, and therefore the Shvisa of the Baal, the place and the spot and the Tchum of the owner of that part of the barrel of wine was already theirs at the onset of Yom Tov. We continue on, Sif Yud Aleph. Hashoa Kli Mechaver Erev Yom Tov. Someone goes and borrows a Kli from someone else. Reuven borrows a Kli from Shimon on Erev Yom Tov. Afilu Lekho Ad Lalayla. If Reuven doesn't take the Kli that he borrowed from Shimon until nightfall, until Shabbos Yom Tov, Hareyu Kiragle Hashoa. It is going to be viewed as the Ragle Hashoa. It's going to follow the Tchum of the Shoel, not the Mashiel. Vim Shalu Men of Yom Tov. But if he goes ahead and he borrows it first on Yom Tov, Afal Pisha Darcho Lishalo. Even though his derech is to go ahead and borrow it mimenu from him b'chol yom tov, every yom tov, harehu kiragle ha-mashil, then it's still going to be viewed as the regel of the mashil. It's going to follow the tchum of the one who owns it, who is lending it out, even though the mashil always lends it to this guy on yom tov. So what's the issue here? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katnu chavav, afilu lo lekacho b'chulei, haynu, what's the first case? The first case is he borrowed it, but he didn't take it. And we say there, even though he didn't take it until Shabbos or Yom Tov, still we're going to go ahead and view it as the Shoals in terms of the lachos of Tchumen. He says, "Hainu Avshalom Mashach Kli Erev Yom Tov." Even though he didn't take the Kli from Erev Yom Tov, Umidina, and therefore Meikir Adin really lab Rishus Eidayin. Still not really in his Rishus. He didn't actually do the Mashicha on the item that he borrowed. Since the Mashal already committed and promised to lend it to him on Erev Yom Tov, we view it like it's in his Rishos, Beinash Shmashos, even though legally it's not in his Rishos yet, but with respect to Inyan Kenias Erev, it's already viewed as if it's in his Rishos. However, if there was no commitment yet, even though Sifkat B'chav Zayin, Afal Pisha Darachol Ishal, even though this person normally does borrow it every Yom Tov, Afal Pikein Lo Arminan De Rishos Okim, even so, we do not say that it's viewed as if it is the Shoel at the beginning of Yom Tov, even though he normally always borrows it. We don't say that here. Why? The cave of the Loasi Levakesh Men of Yom Yom, since he didn't, this Shabbos, ask him to borrow it, Savar, Dilma Inish Achrina Ashkeh Shalmene. So then the guy says, listen, maybe someone else might go ahead and borrow it from him. And if someone else would borrow it from him, the Gemara says, then he would give it to that other person, and therefore it can't be viewed as the Shoels, but rather it's going to be viewed as the Mashiels in such a case, even if the derech is for this Shoel to go ahead every Yom Tov and borrow the item. Continue on, Sif Yud Beis. Ha'isha Sheshala Mechaver Tamayim Melech, a woman who borrows from her friend water and salt, lisasa for her challah, her bread, v'tavlin l'kederosa, and spices for her chont, v'yomtov on Yom Tov, harei ha'isa v'tavshil k'ragashen, the bread and the dough and the chont is viewed as both of theirs, and they have to follow the chumrah and the tchum of each of theirs. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Ches, V'tavlin L'Kedei Rasa, V'hu Adin. And he says, the same would be Mayim U'melach L'Kedei Rasa. Same would be if it was water and salt, also for the chont. Lav Dafka, you know, Tavlin for his Kedei, okay, Sif Katan Chav Tes, Kiragle Shtehen. So the whole chont, the whole bread is viewed as both of theirs, and therefore, neither of them and the woman is not allowed to be molech the isa, the bread, the hatavshil, and the chont, except for the place where both of them are allowed to go ahead and take it. It follows the tchumen of both of them, the chumras of both of them. But since it got mixed up, the thing shekana shvisa eitzalacha. Since it got mixed up, the items that each of them owned beforehand, and now they got mixed up, so now they have to follow the shvisa of both of them. Now, the Gemara actually asks, why don't we say that the melach and all these other things are batel to the tavshil? And it gets into the whole issue of Dover Shiesh Lo Matirin, but that's not for us right now. That's for Ian Shear, and we move on to Sif Yud Gimel. Lokach Michaver Rabbi Yom Tov Gachela. So someone goes ahead and takes a Gacheles from someone else, a coal from someone else on Yom Tov, to go ahead and cook his Eichlin. Lo Yolichenu Ela L'Kirag Le'Nosi. He's only allowed to take it, and he's only allowed to follow the Tchum of the one who gave it to him, the one who owned it at the onset of Yom Tov. That makes sense. However, Avalim Hidlik Ner O Eitz Mishal Heves Chaveru. But if a person goes ahead and lights up a candle or some wood from the flame of his friend on Yom Tov, then Harehu Keragla Zesha Hidlik. Then that flame that he has now is like the regel, is like his own regel, and he, the one who did the lighting, and the one who took the flame from the other one, he can now take that wherever his tchum is. What's the chiluk? So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed kiragle ha nosein. Why is the gacheles like the regel of the one who gave the gacheles the coal? The whole the yesh ba mamish, because a coal that is there's mamashos in the coal. There's something to it. There's a coal, and harehi gashak kelim. Therefore, it's like all other items that we follow at the onset of Yom Tov. Whose it was? Mashein came when we come to what? When we come. When it comes to a flame, so and someone takes a flame from someone else by lighting up his piece of wood or candle, that's Keragla Zesha Hidlik. That follows the regular of the one who lit it. Why? The whole Shoshalev say, Mamamish, since a flame doesn't have any mamushes to it, it's just a flame, there's nothing there. That's all he took from the other guy. Lochala Shvisas Balev. There's no such thing as a Shvisa, as an establishing a Shvisa for a Tchum, for a flame. Flame's a flame. And therefore now, when he lights it up, and he lights up this flame to his candle or his piece of wood, so it follows then that it's going to follow the tchum of the one who lit the flame on Yom Tov.